here to wrap up KER Politics. We're going to talk about the new chairman of the Republican Party. Her name is Ronna McDaniel. Jimmy has some interesting things to say about that particular move. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Republicans seem to be going in a very, very different direction than Donald Trump. Jimmy, you want to comment on that first?
Yeah, so Ronna McDaniel has been the RNC chairperson since 2016.
Yeah.
Donald Trump actually supported her because of her support in Michigan and influential financial support for him back then. She took over as the party chair. Since then, we've lost the House in 2018.
Yeah.
We lost the presidency in 2020, and we did not take the Senate and had a very, very weak showing, what should have been a phenomenal showing in the 2022 election.
Mm-hmm.
And what it turns out is that apparently the RNC has been very selective of who they've been funding for candidates. Joe Kent is an example there in Washington where they would not support him because he wanted to use different data than the party had. And they had these agreements with their kind of, you know, very influential subcontractors for data and influence operations. And they wanted to protect their contractors more than they wanted to help get victory in some of these races. So that's a damaging thing.
Yeah. Sure.
And she basically has caused, in my view, a big split in the Republican Party because she has been supportive of kind of the institutional DC view. But she did win re-election. Let me just finish this. So today was the election in California. Today's Friday as we record this. She won 111 votes. Harmeet Dhillon, who was a lawyer from California and a volunteer, been very involved in legal cases to protect free speech and America First agendas. She won 51 votes. And Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, has been continually supporting Donald Trump and questioning the outcome of the 2020 election and funding a lot of it through his resources. He got 4 votes. So this is business as usual for the elitist inside the Republican Party. And what they do not realize is they're very much separated from the vast majority of the supporters of basic principles that of America First and to this nation, the Constitution.
Well, I have to say, I mean, my first impression after the election, you know, where we got control of the House, but we sure didn't have a very good showing in terms of the Senate, I have to say. And talking with friends, talking with colleagues, looking at some of the, and reading and commenting with some of the people on our blog, the general consensus was the Republicans are too disorganized. But what you're saying is they're going in typically a very wrong direction. Is that correct?
I am. So, you know, having experience with the party, both at a local level and at, you know, statewide level in Washington, and then actually having experience with the Republican Party here in South Carolina, it's not that the party is not organized. The Republican Party is very organized.
Yeah.
And in fact, my experience is it's much more organized and disciplined than the Democratic Party in general. However, the Democratic Party is very effective at getting activists involved and then using influence to shape the outcomes that they want, much more effective than the Republican Party is. So is it organizational? I don't know if it's an organizational problem. I think it's actually a mission problem and how far the Democrats are willing to go and how unwilling the Republicans are to call out the Republic or the Democrats manipulating the system.
Yeah, I find that to be rather interesting. You and I have had that conversation off mic a number of times, and my comment is, you know, the pendulum swings, this may be a little simplistic, but the pendulum swings both ways, and right now it does not appear to be swinging in favor necessarily of the Democrats, Jim.
I think there's, as you get more information out there and more opening, more free speech, the Twitter example is good, yeah. and you're getting more information on COVID. I think a lot of people are going to be very disappointed in their government, and they're certainly disappointed right now in Joe Biden's leadership and the Democratic Party's leadership in America. So is there a swing that way? There is a swing. However, and we saw that in massive numbers of polls that showed that people are really dissatisfied with the direction of the country. But it did not show up in the polls, in the ballots. So that frustration is getting even deeper.
Yeah.
And the problem is when we have, like in Washington State, when you have full-on mail-in ballots, California's, you know, same way. You don't even have a polling station in Washington. You can't even go to a poll. You have to mail it in. Then you get registered when you file for your driver's license. There's no ID requirement when they mail you that ballot. They don't even know where you live at, when they mail you that ballot. And you can change your address. And like what happened to me and my wife, we got four ballots in the mail from because we had moved in between the primaries and the general election last year, which means you've got thousands potential of unmanageable ballots, and people can manipulate the system without voter ID with mail. Right. It's so disgusting and so untrustworthy, and people are frustrated with that. They're fed up with it. But unless you get people elected to make the change, you're not going to see that. And this is the problem I see with the Republican Party in general, where they're electing the same people that have done the same things. Ronna McDaniel has not been successful in leadership in the Republican Party. We have clearly seen that. As much as she says she has, she's gained a lot of money, but they've spent a lot of it on crazy things as well. So it's a problem. You may see the tide turning against the ideology here, but it's going to take some real big effort to overcome the institutional corruption that's existed in Washington and certainly that is associated now with law enforcement and regulatory agencies in D.C.
An awful lot of it, really bad. Our country has sunk lower than I ever thought I'd see it, but I don't know, Jimmy. So what you're saying is you're saying it really isn't just disorganization among the Republicans. It's a very different way that they're looking philosophically at what this country needs, correct?
Right. They're looking at it, in my view, Republican establishment is looking at from an elitist DC view that says, we know how to manage you.
Yeah.
What they're missing is the American people are fed up with the way they've been managing Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
However, that's a direct threat to their power. So they're circling the wagons. They're trying to push out other agendas. You know, Ron DeSantis came out and publicly said he needs harm. We should have Harmit Dillon in a change in the Republican Party. That's kind of a damning statement right there for for an institutional party that just reelected Ronna McDaniel. That tells you how separated they are from a very influential, very powerful Republican governor that is potential presidential candidate.
Well, I can imagine that former President Trump doesn't hold her in the highest regard.
So he has been very careful not to say much. A lot of the left said that he's been trying to get her elected, and that he, you know, put people out to the conference to try to rally votes for her.
Yeah,
it's been a very he has not come out publicly and supported either one. My guess is he's being very cautious about this. Did not support either side. I believe he probably would have been very happy with either one, but more happy with Harmit Dillon. But he certainly didn't want to say it because he knows he has to work with that corrupt establishment in order to be successful in the campaign. That's the sad part about politics. You have to align yourselves on occasion with people you don't really like. And unfortunately, that's what killed him in his last in his administration was too many rhinos, Republicans in name only, that tubed him and undermined his presidency.
Well, I got to tell you, Jimmy, we're at about 9 minutes and 20 seconds right now. I got to tell you, if Donald Trump cannot garner a huge amount of support from the Republican Party, it's going to turn out just like it turned out in 2020. We got 30 seconds left. Give you the final word.
Yeah, so 2020 was a unique situation, and I think he's gaining more and more He's been very careful. And remember, if you alienate the Trump supporters, they're not going to come out and vote because they're not typical Republicans.
No,
That's what they have to realize at the headquarters back there at RNC.
Yeah, I realize that. It's a real shame because we need it. Ladies and gentlemen, I need it too. We're done with KER Politics. It's been fun. Next week will be good too.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.